Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Have we got a fabulous, fabulous podcast for you today. Not only are we talking about some great things going on around the Julie Tussey Show, but we are going to teach you holiday hair tricks that really work. You've got to hear this.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show, live guest, current events, scathing exposés, the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
So I'm here in the studio today with none other than my April. Hi, April.
Hello.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Do I have the squeaky? I have the squeaky chair.
You always
chair.
Get the squeaky chair.
How come I get the squeaky?
The squeaky chair gets the what? The worm or something?
It gets to roll across the room more.
Right.
Because I'm going to throw it in a minute. I did go to the store the other day and I bought a tool bag for my trunk. Mm-hmm. So I found this breast cancer awareness tape measure. And it's all like chrome, pink, chrome.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah.
So you have like the fanciest tape measure.
So I do. So like if I come on the job with my boots and my sexy tape measure, mm-hmm. they'll all know I mean business because
right.
it's pink.
Right, right. How funny.
So I got that in there. And then I put in gloves. I bought an entire, mm-hmm. they're completely leather. Really, ooh. Really nice.
Nice.
And then I bought three pairs of the other kind of gloves, which are like mechanics gloves, I think they're
right.
called. They're kind of rubber on mm-hmm. the fingertips and stuff. I used to work in construction when Gary and I were first together and married.
Awesome.
I helped build for Habitat for Humanity mm-hmm. and used to swing a hammer. Yeah.
yeah.
The big blonde baby
right?
swinging a hammer.
There's nothing you can't do.
There's nothing I can't do except any most of it.
Just everything you do, make it glamorous, right?
Exactly. Sparkles.
Right.
Just carry your glue gun with sparkles
nice.
Everywhere you go, right?
No.
Not quite that cheesy.
You know what, though? No men on the job are going to take your tools because they're so girly. They wouldn't be caught dead with them.
You're doggone right. Like, yeah. I bought my leather gloves, and mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I'm going to find a pink Sharpie. And I'm not even a big pink girl.
Right.
But I like to support breast cancer stuff, and it looked pretty cool.
Aw, cool.
And I'm going to write my name on these in pink, so if mm-hmm. I ever leave them there, nobody will touch them.
Nobody.
I might even,
touch
you know, have to bedazzle them.
Right. little rhinestones.
Wouldn't
on
Gary yeah. Tussey love that?
Yeah.
So in the mix, I threw in a can of WD-40. So this chair is going to get a visit.
Right.
From the WD-40. And I'm not talking about my bra size. I'm talking about oil
right,
in a can,
right?
So we have a really good program today, and I'm really excited about it. I love fall, don't you?
I do. We love the boots. All about the boots.
Oh, we have boots on every day in the office. I've got mm-hmm. my over-the-knee ones, and mm-hmm. I feel like so sexy. Isn't that so
Babe,
funny?
You look sexy. No,
thank
it's not
you.
Funny. It's okay to so want
funny.
To feel good and look good. And I think the boots help. You're able to stylize with them. And we talked about how you have to have all these different colors. And the boots are tall. They just take up a lot of space. They're not like a little pair of shoes. You
yeah.
know? They just need
and they're not a flip-flop.
No.
But they're flat.
Right.
And they're not a, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't like those ballet slipper flat. I just look retarded in those. I do. I put them on and I'm like, ugh.
It's just not for everybody.
My foot just screams for heels. Right? How about yours?
Yeah, I think I have a pair and I rarely wear them. They don't go. I don't like. I like thicker soles. I like more to my shoe than just a mini sock looking like shoe. Yeah.
I know. I just mm-hmm. can't do that. I can't do it. I look terrible in them. So today we're going to be talking about holiday hair tricks that really work.
And you would know.
I think I would know. I've been a cosmetologist for, you know, I'm 30 and I've been a cosmetologist for 30 years.
Right.
So started early.
Yeah, you did. Right.
and have learned a lot of tricks over the years. So I thought, you know, what would make a great topic for the show was some of these things that you can do. And yes, I sound a little squeaky because I went to Michigan and I could actually breathe there. And then I come home and it's like allergen 2014 billions, you know? Yeah, I don't know. So if I'm squeaky, just enjoy it. Me and my chair. So I'm going to talk about a few tips. And April, you jump in if you have, you know, I'm kind of interested in your verbiage on this and your opinion
okay,
on some
okay,
of these.
I can't wait.
So the first one is dry shampoo or baby powder.
Yeah.
And we went to Kroger's and found some really cool, and I actually had the cans down here and put them away, some really cool dry shampoo that smelled like coconut.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can go in Kroger's and go look in Walmart, and they have like different ones. But I will say my favorite one is by Redken, and it's called Pillow Talk. I think it's called Pillow Talk. Nice. Can you see? I didn't even bring my cans down.
I love Redken products.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, way back in the early 80s when I got my license, we did nothing but Redken in our salon, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it. So this dry shampoo comes in a spray can. And the one at Kroger, now it's pretty potent. The Pillow Talk, it's a little bit easier to put into your hair, but what you do is you kind of part your hair through the around the front of the face, and you spray that spray in the parting.
In the part?
You're like, shh, on your head.
How many parts do you make in your head?
Just kind of wherever it looks oily. On the crown a lot. Yeah. You know, because a lot of times our hair will get oily, not from oil, but from our conditioner. So when you're washing your hair, if you have a tendency to get oily, when you put your conditioner on, put it from your ears down. Try not to get it on the top of your head too much. And that will help with that. But with all the holidays coming up, we're going to be partying like it's 1999.
Right.
And we want to be fast. And sometimes you have to work all day and you got to party that night and you don't have time.
I don't have time. Yeah.
You have long blonde hair.
It sucks. You have to, when you have longer hair, you have to start over. You have to get in the shower, and then you have to re-blow dry it.
It takes forever.
And if your hair's already dry, sometimes you just still have to start from the beginning, and dry shampoo kind of helps you skip that step, give it some volume.
Yeah.
I've sprayed it in my hair and then let it dry, and then I take my fingers and I kind of rub it vigorously, rub it in my scalp, and making a little bit of friction and going like in small circles.
Yeah, you got to kind of rub it in.
Give it a lift.
Sometimes you'll see it and you just got to take your fingers and like rub it.
I think a baby powder, you do the same thing. You kind of
I was
going
to say, if you're blonde, you can use baby powder or shower to shower powder. Now, I'll put the blue, I don't even know if they make it anymore, blue shower to shower in my hair when I do that. And you would not believe every single time I hug somebody with that in my hair, they're like, oh my gosh, you smell so good. And here I'm like trying to grub it out, right? I'm trying to hide the grubby.
Yeah.
And they think that I just came fresh out of the shower.
Nice. So. I don't think I've tried that brand on my hair.
I love it. And the smell of it is just fantastic. Of course, you know that they have found using talc powder in the nether regions can cause cancer. So don't use it for that anymore.
Right.
But it's good under your arms. It's good. You know how you get really hot when you're having a party?
Cleavage sweat.
Yeah. It's good there, and it smells fantastic. And shower to shower in Redken, they need to sponsor me.
They should.
We're giving them the love today.
We're
giving them the love. Now, if you have dark hair, you can get dark-haired colored powder spray.
You know, I was going to ask you, because I've seen root hider. Like, I don't know if it's a spray. I have yet to try it. A root color, you just spray it right in.
Yeah, I don't know. When you put the white in blonde hair, it kind of looks like your roots are lighter anyway. But with the dark, you can use it as a cover, I guess, if you're kind of gray and you need to go get a retouch, you can use it for that. They actually make special products just for that I don't know if they're different. But you can get colored. I saw them at Walmart. I've never seen them in the professional salon supply stores because I just have never needed to look for them. But I saw them there, and they're brown and black.
Nice.
So great. But If you're blonde, you can get away with baby powder.
Right. And give your hair a break from the chemicals that, you know, you put in there. And it's nice to just kind of cheat for a few weeks and use a powder or a supplement product.
And you'll smell good.
Mm-hmm. You'll feel fresh.
Yeah. Now, here's my second trick that really works. That's my motto today. That really works. Is clip-in hair pieces.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of a clip-in ponytail.
Oh.
And a lot of times, you know, the claws that we used to wind our hair up and grab it with a claw. A lot of times they'll come on a claw or they'll come on an actual drawstring where there's a pouch inside the ponytail at the top of it. And your own hair goes in it and then you cinch it and tie it.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the old Madonna look where she had the big long ponytail?
Yeah.
You can get them. Cool. Yeah, totally cool. You can get all kinds of those. And I actually would encourage women to get one that's not real layery and one that's not real curly. Mm-hmm. And here's why. You can pull all your hair up into a ponytail, attach that, and then wrap it around as a bun for a very formal occasion.
Right.
Or you can leave it loose for a fun occasion. Mm-hmm. Or you can messy bun it if you don't have your own long hair. But it, like, say you're at work all day and your hair's just and you don't have time to do it.
Right.
You can actually just put it up in a ponytail and give yourself a whole new look with clip-ins. And so I did a little bit of research. I also have the clip-in hair pieces, and they were a little over $100 to get to make my hair. My hair is long, but it makes it a little longer and a little fuller. They just kind of pop in and snap in, so that's another route you can go. But the ponytail is really good for someone who's inexperienced in this kind of thing.
Okay.
So I went online, and there was something that I found called cashmerehairextensions.com.
Ooh.
Now, you can get a cheap ponytail, but it's going to look cheap, and it's not going to match your hair color.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Now, you might luck onto it. You might walk into Sally's and find you one. And they do have some pretty cool pieces there that you can experiment with. But this one was $129, and it was gorgeous. And if I recommend it's gorgeous, you can count on it that it's going to be gorgeous, because I am super, super picky when it comes to these things.
Yeah.
Because I want it to look natural. Now, I don't wear them much now because I have so much hair and it's long now. Mm-hmm. But when it's a little shorter, like a bob or whatever, I will use these kinds of things for a different look. So that was cashmerehairextensions.com. And then on Shark Tank, they had the rated the number one hair extension. I believe it was this cashmere. And so we pulled up their phone number, but you can get it on. You can Google it.
Can you wash them?
If you get human hair.
Okay.
And double check that. But you can shampoo them and curl them usually.
Nice.
And my hair extensions that clip in. Now, see, because I'm a stylist, I can take those and make a ponytail.
Right.
I know I can be really creative with it. But I know what I've been doing this for so many years. But you can shampoo them. You can color them. You can, you can do anything you can do to your own hair. So if you can afford to invest in a human hair product, it's better. I do think they make a synthetic one that you can do those things to, but you would have to research that, because
I
didn't check it out.
I feel like the synthetic, it's easier to point out,
I think.
It doesn't look, they seem to look more stringy and just not the same. They just don't look as good as real hair, but.
Exactly. So, check that out. What did I write down here? Another thing you can do is, I have a local salon here that I'm really good friends with the owner and have family members that work there and have for a long time. It's called Color Creations. Mm-hmm. You can probably get this at any mid to upper salon anyway, but if you're here locally, go see Kara, and you can get semi-permanent hair. There's two different kinds.
Oh.
There's one called tape-in, and it's just like two pieces of tape that you have strands, long strands of hair hanging from, and you lay one in on one side of a little bit of your hair, and then top it with the other one, and so you have three times the hair. And these tape-ins go in, and then they have a special, like an oil or chemical, to take them out and raise them as your hair grows. Really, really cool. And there's several. There's weaves that you can get where it like weaves into the back of your head at the occipital bone, and you have tons of hair. I know for a fact, though, that Kara does tape in, and I know that you can also get one that is like a little teeny, like a shoelace on the end.
Okay.
It's kind of like a little chunk of that end of the shoelace with the hair hanging down, and you put it on. onto a chunk of hair about the same size, mm-hmm. which is quite small, and you take a hot gun, like a pair of pliers that are hot, a needle nose, and you squeeze it, and there's a glue wax in it that adheres it to your own hair.
I like that.
Uh-huh. And some of them, I believe that your own hair kind of goes into it also in the middle. But you can get those, and those can be removed and moved up. Because, you know, if your hair goes 4 or 5 inches long, mm-hmm. you're going to want to move them up probably. Right. But really, really cool. Well, we have some other great things that we're going to talk. Don't go away. Don't change the channel, because we're going to be right back.
I'm Julie Tussey. Smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
And we're back on The Julie Tussey Show. Have a lot of fit and fabulous fall things going on.
Yes.
I you're looking pretty fit and fabulous today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You've got... See, April is like my hero because she's got all her weight loss done and her mommy makeover and everything she wanted to do, and she looks like a model.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. A stretch, but thank you.
Beautiful girl. I am down 20.2 today.
Awesome.
Yes. Woo-woo. So I'm really happy about that. I'm rocking my fit and fabulous.
Yes, you are.
And I want you all listening to rock your fit and fabulous, mm-hmm. and let us know. Let us know what you are doing, mm-hmm. and how it's working. And kind of, I'd love if we had more interaction, wouldn't you, with the audience?
Right. A lot of people listen and they don't think that we want to hear from them or don't need to, but we really would love any feedback or any stories you guys have.
Unless it's really mean.
Right. No meanies.
We don't want no meanies.
Yeah, we don't know.
Now, something I didn't mention at the top of the show, we have a couple things going on. It's mm-hmm. November 1st as this airs, mm-hmm. On our main Facebook, but it actually will be a couple days before on Blog Talk Radio. And one of the things me and April are doing for November is we are doing our No Shave November.
Right.
And we're doing it so people will be aware of prostate cancer, mm-hmm. and go get their prostate mm-hmm. checked.
This is for men.
Yes. And mm-hmm. They got to do something like, right. we always have to do those kinds of things.
Yeah, we always have to get all the parts checked.
Yeah, and they're so chicken to go. Right. I think
they don't
so many.
Go.
No, I don't blame them. Right. I don't like that part
checked.
They
like to wait until something breaks. We like preventive maintenance.
Right. Don't let it break, my brothers. Right. And in honor of that, we're going to we're going to have a photo shoot in mm-hmm. with our full beards.
Mm-hmm. No Shave November. We're
no Shave
let it
November.
Grow.
Yeah. I really wanted to do that and start a whole movement of no shaving our legs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were like, oh man, I'm in a new relationship.
Right,
I have to shave my legs.
I have to shave my legs.
Because we all know you got to have your legs not killing people.
And it's leggings and tight seasons, so I want them to go on smoothly.
That's right.
I don't need a lot of debris blocking up my...
If it gets too bad, I'm making, you know, we're making this vow No Shave November, but it doesn't say that we can't shave each other.
Right.
Because, you know, if it gets desperate.
Right, we have to, yeah.
We got to. But, so we're there with the guys. It's just not fair for them to be the only ones that can do this.
Right,
so
we want to support them, too.
That's right. And on the Julie Tussey Show, we're going to run with the wolves.
Or the bulls,
or the
whatever.
Pack.
The pack, yeah.
We're going to be like the alphas, right? Right? So we're doing that. Also, we're going to be doing the chili cook-off very, very soon.
Yummy.
I've gotten a couple or three recipes that are really good. I'm going to share them with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's from Michigan and one's from South Carolina, so it looks like it's going to be up to us to cook them.
All right, the North versus the South.
Yes, the North versus the South. And I'm waiting. I'm supposed to get one from the owners of the Mexican restaurant here.
Oh.
So we're going to have a cookout. And you know what? If I get three and you and I can pull it off, mm-hmm. I think we'll cook all three and let them fight it out.
Right.
So the North versus mm-hmm. the South. Versus mm-hmm. the, what are we, the mid?
Yeah, we're the middle, the middle man.
We're the neutral state.
Right.
Right.
Know, yeah.
So.
A lot of people in Kentucky think this is the South, but really we were part of the Union. This is where Abraham Lincoln was born.
Yeah.
So I kind of consider Kentucky technically part of the North.
Yeah, really? Wow. Yeah, and here I thought I was a Southern Belle.
No, anything below the Kentucky line is
but
Tennessee.
But I say y'all.
Below.
I say
well,
y'all.
We talk like it, but we don't act like it. Yeah, you know, exactly. There's a difference.
Exactly. But I've lived here so long that I did a whole podcast on this test I took, Are You a Southern Belle? And I was 100%.
A Southern Belle.
So I'm a Yankabilly Southern Belle.
Right?
Yep, Yankabilly now. The other thing... that we're going to do with that chili cook-off. So I think we're going to do a video. If whoever wins gets a $25 gas card. Mm-hmm. And now the Nutrition Center here, which is a health food store here right in Richmond, Kentucky, they are giving a $50 certificate.
Right. Awesome.
So, yeah.
So we're going to, what, make two different recipes and then have the guys at
three.
Okay, and have Tussie Construction Workers be...
They're going to taste test it, and it's a clean chili contest, but they won't know.
Right. We won't tell them it's
healthy. We won't tell them it's good for them, you know. Well, if we pour beer in any of them, they'll just love that one. So we got to watch what we're doing.
I'm interested to see which ones they like and which ones they don't like.
Me too. One has flank steak in it, and one has cocoa.
Ooh.
Girl, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's going to be good stuff. We better be hungry. So are you ready to cook, Miss April?
I'm ready to cook.
All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to do our do that, and we'll talk about that hopefully in the next podcast.
Sure, and have some videos.
So, so much going on. So let's get back to this holiday hair tricks that really work. Are you liking some of these?
I'm liking these. I'm thinking we might need to do some video to show them how to clip in the hair pieces because you're so good at this stuff, and I think people like to hear about it. And they want to see it, too. And you're just so talented at all these things.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Get some video together for
you. Well, my number four is bouffant, baby.
Ooh.
And that is don't be afraid to back comb your hair. I mean, we've talked about this.
I have, in fear, watched you back comb my hair. And you kept telling me, it's okay. Your hair's going to be okay. And I was like, no, they tell you not to back comb. And... it did brush out and everything was okay. And it added a little bit of volume when you don't have, maybe you don't want to use a ton of hairspray and you don't have time to blow dry.
Right.
You can back comb a section and pin it up. It was so easy and you made it look easy. So that was cool.
Thank you. Yeah. And they actually, I think that you could have breakage if it's something you're doing every single day, really hard with a comb.
Right. Or with the wrong
kind of brush. And you know, maybe we'll take a picture of my brush and post it. But there's actually a back combing brush that is really, really cool. And for those girls out there that don't know how to back comb really well, we should do a tutorial on that.
That brush was awesome.
That brush is amazing and it's soft and gentle. And when you're going to comb it out, you know, a trick that a lot of people don't know, a lot of girls don't know, is if you're afraid, if you're brushing it over the top and it's not coming out real good, just get in the shower, wash it just like it is, and put conditioner up there. And then it'll help pull it out when you get out of the shower.
Nice.
So that, see? I have all kinds of secret tricks.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to back comb at the, and do it at the top of your crown. So like this, you know where the crown is. Da, 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 right there. You can change your whole look. Like, if you know, if I take you in the bathroom right now and I back comb the crown of your hair and get it a little poofy and kind of smooth it a little bit, you look like you're ready to go out on the town.
Right.
It just makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
And then the last tip that I have is, watch YouTube videos, like whatever, go on there and search back combing and teach yourself. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. And I wanted to say that I believe you can get that back combing brush at Sally's for like $4 to $5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think
maybe
it's worth
even
it.
If it was worth even if it's 10, it's worth it. I haven't checked for a while. I get all of my supplies, you know, at like professional places.
Right.
And so there you go. But yeah, that's what's been going on.
Cool.
I'm ready for the holidays. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready. I'm excited to have family. I get to have Christmas at my house this year. So we're going to cut down a real tree. Not exactly sure how we're going to make that happen. All I know is we're cutting down a real tree this year, sap and all.
Oh, goodness.
So it's going to smell like evergreen.
Get your vacuum ready.
Yes, I know. And the dog, I hope he doesn't think it's a place to go to the bathroom or doggy's going to be in trouble. So... Let's just hope everything goes well. But I'm super excited about the holidays, and I don't want to. We haven't even had Halloween yet, and then we have to have Thanksgiving so we can be grateful before we go to Christmas and get greedy. So
that's right.
I feel like
keep it in order, sister.
I know. They took down the Halloween decorations at Lowe's and put up giant Santa Claus everywhere, and I'm like, wow, it's really. I feel like we always skip Thanksgiving because it's not monetarily the marketing people, because people aren't really buying things.
Right.
They're just with family eating food.
Yeah.
So Halloween is when everyone gets all dressed up and has giant parties and buy candy.
Buy everything.
And buy the witch costume for $100 that you'll never wear again and all that. And then Christmas, a bunch of money goes down the drain too.
Right.
But I don't want people to forget about Thanksgiving. And I feel like we need to not forget about being grateful for what we have.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like the stores are pulling the greed out of everybody and making everybody super mindful of all these things that really shouldn't be the focal point. So I just wanted to say that.
You throw it in there, because on the Julie Tussey Show, we celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's right. We say it like it is.
I've even been thinking about last year, the program was newer. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't have as many listeners as we do now. And that we did the most hilarious, fun podcast. I went into the community. I interviewed my mother, interviewed people at the gym, and Gary got in the spirit, and he did some pretty funny things with it, and it's really great. So I'm thinking I might tag in and repeat part of that, because it was so good. It's so good.
People have stories. I mean, I'm sure everyone has a turkey disaster that they've witnessed or something gross happened.
And you know what I did? I tried to get people to fight with me about cranberries, and nobody did. I'm like, I'm sure there's a love-hate relationship with cranberry sauce.
Well, some people literally say, give me the can. They want the canned stuff, and I'm all about doing it actually getting cranberries and boiling and adding sugar and making an actual sauce.
Wow, you're amazing.
I'm not, but that's like the only thing I cook from scratch.
And that's how she lost all that weight.
Yeah, right, just cranberry sauce. But there's people who I know, very elite members of society, that will admit they'll take that Kroger brand canned cranberry every time over fancy.
I love that. So I've never made it myself, and I was talking to my mom about that last year. I've never made cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy, and it's fun to do, I think, because it adds a little personalized touch, and it seems like you did a lot of work, but you didn't. It's just boiling cranberries and adding sugar. It's really easy.
Oh, wow. Well, they must have their own congealing
material. I know, but I think it looks so gross when it comes out all floppy. And I just, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
I know. It's like
I know it tastes good.
We grew up on some of the craziest foods.
I know.
In Michigan. And with my mom working full time, we lived on cereal. So there you go. So now I have all these wonderful habits. Captain Crunch, I love you.
Not really,
but you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, man, I could go for
some Captain. I've had cereal breakfast, lunch, and dinner before.
I go
through phases.
I know, me too.
It. Yeah.
And until I hit my over 30s, I could do that and lose weight. But now I can't have
cereal
all of that grain.
Cereal is the best way to lose. Quaker Oats, and it fills you up. And I feel like you get a lot of vitamins, and milk's good for you. I love cereal for dinner. Just with the kids, I feel like I have to set an example. I'm like, everyone gets Honey Nut Cheerios for dinner. I just feel like that may not be a very good example.
Right.
So.
Well, speaking of cereal, we haven't talked about Wells Plastic Surgery and Skin Care. I make my own segue.
Speaking of being healthy and awesome.
They have a pretty good deal coming on. Now, they're sponsors of the Julie Tussey Show,
and we
just love them. They do great, great work.
Mm-hmm.
April, tell us about this thing. They call it the Wells Eye Deal.
The Wells Eye Deal, EYI Deal, and it is an upper, how do you say that word? Blepharoplasty, which is your upper eyelid, and it's an in-house surgical procedure they do now at their new location. So you don't have to go to a hospital or go somewhere else. They have their small OR right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
You get a Dysport, which is great for the crow's feet, and you get IS Clinical Youth Eye Serum and a brow redesign.
Ooh.
And the total value is over $3,500, but the ideal, you get it for under $2,900.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, and it's limited to the first 15 patients, so make sure you get in there, because that upper eyelid thing it's such a simple,
easy
thing, right? Did you not get it done?
I had it done. Mine was over $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just for my upper eyelids. My insurance had to pay for it, though. So if you're having trouble seeing, your eyes are so hooded, you're having trouble seeing, go see them because they can bill your insurance on that. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a great price. Your insurance company wouldn't.
Yeah, I lost my peripheral vision. I could see my own eyelashes more from the front, but the side. So we love you, Wells. We're going to age Wells.
Yes, we are.
On the Julie Tussey Show. We are. Well, it's been great to be with you, April.
Yeah.
Have we forgot? Oh, we have a special guest coming soon. It's your friend that has the long hair.
Yes, my friend Chris Healy. He co-founded The Long Hairs, which is a, I think it's worldwide now, it's a fraternity of men who want to grow out their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some prejudices against that or opinions or, you know, when I was in college with Chris, we were both on business scholarships. We were suit and tie, dressing up. We were going to a lot of fancy stuff and doing a lot of the cool stuff with the professors. And so the business look was super important. He always had a super short haircut then. But he's got a wild side. He lives in Southern California and he surfs and he's just like a... just a cool guy all around. And so I think for him, later in life, he found this happy medium of still being him because he just loves the idea
doing
of long
business,
hair. Yeah,
yep.
He said long hair comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And so it helps, I think, express himself and who he is. And he's got beautiful blonde hair. He doesn't have to dye. So
jelly.
Right. It's just so naturally awesome. So he's got all kinds of tips and techniques for men to keep your mane under control, just like we try to do.
And
as
products.
Well. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
so we got some of the products.
Oh, my gosh. And we're
they smell so good.
We're going to talk about those products.
Yeah, we're going to have
awesome.
Him on.
I was very impressed when we got those items. Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
They
so
are.
Lots of exciting things coming up for the month of November and December on the Julie Tussey Show.
And don't forget the No Shave November. We're going to have some videos up of what happens a month of not shaving. How long our facial hair is going to get. So it's going to be good. You
it's
don't want to
miss
it.
Wild.
It's
move over, ZZ Top.
That's right.
So we have one chin hair that's 3 foot long,
I'll need
right?
some long hairs products for my facial hair. I'll be like, do you have any serum for like
beard
chin?
Serum.
Yeah, beard serum.
Now, my son has a great beard, and he actually has that, and you go to hug him, and oh my gosh, he smells so good.
Ooh.
So they're really onto something with all this manscaping.
Yeah, because they want to, exactly, manscaping, keeping it tame and professional looking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening today. If you are listening, please share this with your girlfriends and your guy friends and give us a great review. Pass the word along in your social media. We don't want to be a secret that's kept. We want to bless people with all this wonderful knowledge. Yes.
Right.
So definitely share the Julie Tussey Show and let people that are in your circle know what's going on. We just got done with breast cancer awareness. Please keep up your monthly self-exams and schedule your mammogram. We're just going to keep preaching that on the Julie Tussey Shows and save the lives of these beautiful women that listen in. And, they're just so important to their family and people around them. It's very important, near and dear to my heart and your heart. So this is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.